This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I'm guilty of doing this myself every January. Work feels easier to imagine than it is to sustain. We've got plans. They look clear. Intentions feel really solid. This is going to be a big year for work. Then real life returns and motivation starts to fade. Well, let's bring in Giyani Gunasekara from the University of Sydney. Giyani, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me, Warren.
Now, January often feels like a clean slate almost, doesn't it, at work? What is it about the start of a new year that makes motivation feel so strong?
Yeah, I think we all struggle with that. After like a really long year, like a year-long with deadlines, fatigue, and probably unfinished tasks, January offers that feeling of reset, a chance to reorder and maybe start again. That sense of clarity and possibly the boost of motivation, and even before anything has happened, makes us really motivated. And we get a sense of, I have control over the next chapter that is about to start. And that is a very powerful emotion. So that's why we feel really motivated in January when we all finish off Christmas and the family time and come back to workplace.
I like it. So feeling in control, yet, unless you've changed jobs, I mean, work hasn't necessarily changed. It's almost as though we forget, isn't it, about how much we have to do or what work is really like. And then is it the break that gives us that perspective, that sort of, you know, I'm in control. It's not so much work driving me. Is it the break?
It is the break. And also, I think we have to give credit to the fact that calendar tells us the year ends. And it initially gives us that thought, okay, it's a new start. And look, even media, the marketing, they also promote quite a lot around fresh start. So naturally, we tend to take it as a break and a new start.
So the words fresh start, I mean, as you say that to me, it sounds, you know, appealing, doesn't it? It's almost like, well, I won't have any of the worries of the past. I mean, there's even a breakfast cereal, isn't there? named after it as such. What is it about wiping the slate clean that is so attractive?
The reason why it becomes very attractive is, I think, like I said, the sense of control and also a bit of separation, reduced guilt and the mental overload. Instead of carrying mistakes or unfinished stuff forward, we give ourselves permission to reset. And I think that's where the powerfulness of this January motivation comes. I was going to say, in such cases, when you have new fresh planners or calendars that are not yet filled, it is symbolizing that order and possibility is in your control.
I love that. I'm wondering, before we get on to what we can do about it, I'm wondering if there's a message here that if we want to maintain that feeling, perhaps we need to take holidays more often, even shorter ones.
And like, so behavioral research talks about this by coining the term temporal landmark. What it tells is landmarks within your timeline. So anything that allows you to create a distance, that would be ideal place to start a new goal or a new chapter, or feel a sense of, okay, this is a new me. There is a version before me, this event that was of me, but I am going to start a new chapter. So holidays or start of new job roles or a brief break that you deliberately take, they're really good temporal landmarks for us to shift our thinking about the version that we aspire to become.
Why is it that motivation does drop off rather quickly? Like, we're probably all motivated at the moment, but I'm sure if I asked the Joy Drive family in a couple of months' time, hey, is your motivation still the same? It might have dropped off a little bit. Why is that?
Yeah, okay. So the sad truth is motivation is driven by emotions, the excitement, the optimism, the relief. And then we need to remember emotions are unstable. once our everyday pressures return, like work demands, fatigue, competing priorities, for example, the work and the life, the social circles, naturally our emotions fluctuate. And then we start becoming demotivated again, because life feels like quite a lot of things moving at the same time. And the problem with emotions that are unstable is if you don't have a structure thinking about your goals, when motivation dips, there's nothing for us to fall on to, because you're relying and negotiating with yourself to bring back that motivation and to tell you, okay, let's keep one step in front of the other.
We're chatting with Giani Gunasekera about why January motivation fades and how to set work goals that survive beyond the fresh start. Giani, many work goals are shaped by the pressure, aren't they? Performance reviews, expectations, comparison, etc. Why does that make goals harder to stick to?
Yes. So I am going to talk about quickly about a theory called self-determination theory. It tells us there are three things for us to have for motivation to actually stick with us. One is our autonomy. So with work goals like performance reviews, expectations, these are pressure-driven goals that undermine our autonomy. They're mostly driven by I should, or the fear of failing behind, or showing up as a certain personality at work. So, and then they're complacent and not committed. You're not committed, but rather be like, I'll get punished if I don't commit to sort of feeling. So that is draining, because you're constantly relying to self-push due to an external pressure, rather than it coming from inside, feeling like I need to do this or I want to do this because this matters to me.
I see. So it's the motivation's not intrinsic. Should we therefore, Giani, have tasks and goals that aren't necessarily related to work, just to keep our motivation and energy levels up, so that, you know, it is intrinsic motivation. Like, I want to do it because I love this and I'm enjoying it, but it may not be work related. Would that help?
It would definitely help. However, the tricky thing is at work, we might not have a lot of control over some of the goals, hence might not feel a lot of autonomy or intrinsic motivation. But there's a trick. Why you could look at the, when you look at these goals, I would always encourage people to think, what would this mean to me and the way I want to show up at work, or for the skill set or the value set that I hold? Would I be a different or an improved person if I go along with this task or the goal for 2 months? And if there's value, then you start seeing it not so much as an external pressure, but you see a connection to your improvement.
So it has to be linked to us somehow, rather than just being a company
goal. Yes, I think it's
a
mental shift, rather than as much as work can be external pressure. If you can see a glimpse of, okay, I'm going to improve myself in this manner if I complete this goal, that helps us stick.
I love that. So not only does the company benefit, your employer, but you benefit as well directly.
Yes. And look, personally driven or intrinsic goals are the most sustainable goals. And what we are trying to do in this day and age is trying to find that connection to ourselves in goals that are imposed on us, and to make them slightly intrinsic if possible.
Giani, would it be a good exercise if before we hit the lower motivation levels, and I'm only giggling because I can see it approaching for my other, not for this work, but for my other one. I'm just wondering, would it be a good exercise to sit down, look at perhaps the goals and tasks that you have to do, and almost like doing a spreadsheet and say, well, actually, you know, what will I get out of this one? What will I get out of that one, etc.?
Yes. And I think that is a very fruitful task to sit down and think about, where do you find meaning and value to yourself? And maybe an easier way for a worker to think is, if I am to leave this organization or this job role, if I am to get a promotion in this job, what skills am I going to pull on from this task? Because that's the ideal version, particularly at workplace example, for us to think about. What am I pulling out of this that would be beneficial in 12 months' time?
Gianni, you know, you could make a fortune out of this as a marketing consultant. Just say, you know what, we're going to go with Fresh Start. They'll love it. I think it's great. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Warren. It was a nice conversation.
Thank you. That was Gianni Gunasekara from the University of Sydney.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.